Former NAACP head Ben Jealous won the Democratic nomination for governor last night, besting his closest competitor, Prince George's County Executive Rashearn Baker, by 10 percentage points. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden was with the Jealous campaign at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture.
Ben Jealous walked across the stage with his two young children and smiled. Behind him stood Mayor Catherine Pugh, Congressman Elijah Cummings, his running mate Susie Turnbull, and his mom and dad.
Now I know people will look at the results today and try to discern the meaning of our victory. Let me tell you what I have been telling voters for months. I'm not running to the left. I'm not running to the right. I'm running towards the people of our state.
Jealous took a minute and remembered his late opponent, Kevin Kamenetz's wisdom and his family. And he thanked his other opponents.
I've spoken with several of them tonight, and we are ready to pull our party together and go out there and beat Larry Hogan.
He spoke about a clean energy economy, Medicare for all, growing living wage jobs, affordable higher education, and standing up to President Trump. He said Governor Hogan aided and abetted Trump by inviting the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, to the state, by letting ICE enter Maryland, separating immigrant families from their children.
You have aided and abetted Trump when you stood shoulder to shoulder with Attorney General Sessions. And parroted his call to return to the failed war on drugs, to create new mandatory minimum sentences.
One supporter who attended the party said she decided to vote for Jealous in the voting booth. Michelle Guafon, 25, of Montgomery County, said there were many good choices, but in the end, Jealous spoke with a vision that inspired her. Rashearn Baker, Jealous's closest competitor, conceded around 10:30 p.m., saying he told Jealous in a phone call that he would do everything he could to help him win in November.
Because the main thing is we need to get a Democrat back in Annapolis so that we can actually have health care for everybody, so we can actually raise the minimum wage, so that we can turn an education system that's gone down under Hogan's administration and turn it back up.
Earlier in the evening, Hogan joked with the crowd at his election party at Union Jack's Pub in Annapolis. He said sooner or later, one of the seven Democrats in the primary would limp across the finish line with a tiny percentage of the vote.
It's not their fault that they're not catching on with the voters. It's just that 75% of all Marylanders, including two-thirds of all Democrats, approve of the job that we've been doing.
Hogan was referring to a Washington Post University of Maryland poll released earlier this month. Jealous took a few shots at Hogan's high popularity ratings, saying they aren't the real test. He pointed to how his campaign was financed by small donations made by many people.
There is skepticism that Larry Hogan can be beaten.
No way.
Well, we've got a message for those who think this race is already over.
No.
Larry Hogan will lose in November because he is not ready to run against someone who knows how to build a people-powered grassroots campaign.
Between now and November, his campaign will need more power, and from all corners of the state. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.